This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including The Flip Side of Feminism, What Conservative Women Know and Men Can't Say, an important new book that exposes the lies and anti-family agenda of the feminist movement. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
When I went to college, the principal interaction of men and women was called the date. A man would phone and invite a girl to be his guest for supper or to go to the movies. She would accept. They would have an enjoyable evening. He would pay the cost and then see that she got home safely. Maybe there would be a goodnight kiss at the door. The New York Times had a recent article stating that dating is now obsolete. Dating has been replaced by hanging out or hooking up. In this new world of internet posts and commitment-free sex, there are no clear rules. We can blame a lot of this change on the feminist movement. Feminism has frowned on old-fashioned courtship and taught young women there's something humiliating about a man buying a girl's dinner. Many young men today are afraid to ask a girl for a date. Some young women have begun to believe girls can get through life without men. Feminism has taught them that men are not really necessary after all. The disappearance of dating is a problem for young people of both genders who find it nearly impossible to find a spouse. But young women have biological clocks, and they can't wait forever if they want to have a family. Traditional dating worked to their advantage. The custom of restricting access to themselves gave women a tremendous amount of power. Men were forced to work to pursue women. Traditional dating also showed women which men were capable of supporting a family, and that's what she ought to know before she starts a serious relationship. What men want from women is sex and their own children, and women hold all the cards to set the term of a relationship. The best way for women to fix this situation is to insist on the traditional rules and even on old-fashioned courtship. Traditional dating and courtship were a very good pathway to marriage, and that's what we need more of today.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. The new book by Suzanne Venker and Phyllis Schlafly, The Flip Side of Feminism, What Conservative Women Know and Men Can't Say, exposes the lies and anti-family agenda of the feminist movement. For more on the book or to join the blog conversation, go to eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit. The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendovite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Freedom ain't free, but shooting is cheap. Knob Creek Gun Range. Shoot safe, pay less, have fun. Rifles, pistols, shotguns, cannons, what you got? We got a 350-yard outdoor range, plus other secret ranges we're not even supposed to talk about. Come to Knob Creek Gun Range in West Point, Kentucky, and celebrate diversity at our next shoot coming up on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Visit our website at knobcreekrange.com to find out more information on everyday activities or to get information on the October shoot on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. Or call 502-922-4457. Again, that's 502-922-4457. Knob Creek Gun Range, where the Second Amendment comes first. Go to knobcreekrange.com today or just show up ready to fire at 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Call 502-922-4457.
Now.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Second hour of the National Intel Report on this Monday, 19 August 2013. And I can hear the clock a-ticking. Time we may never, ever, ever... Well, I know we can't get the time back. Because once it passes, it's already gone. Where are we headed? No place good. Where are we at? No place good. Talking today with my usual Monday guest, Ron McDonald. He has joined me on this program for the last 3.5 years. I was shocked to hear that. This November, it'll be 4. Author of They Own It All by Way of Toxic Currency. Ron? Geez, I've said that title so many times, I just screwed that up. But at any rate, and I have Sheriff Richard Mack with us today. CSPOA, telling us a story about a constitutional sheriff down in Liberty County, Florida, that decides that he's not going to keep a man in jail because the arrest wasn't clean. And then he gets replaced. He gets replaced by the very people, remove him from office to fill a vacancy. Governor Rick Scott took it upon himself to suspend this sheriff. Then remove him from office and then fill the vacancy by appointing a member of the very agency that investigated and arrested him, but didn't ask him any questions.
Right.
Yeah. I love that brand of justice.
You know what that's called? We used to call that when I was sheriff in Arizona. We used to call that. That's the good old boy system, bud.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's good old boy.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, one of the things I know is, first of all, your governor committed a crime. It's the sheriff has to go through a process. It's something similar to impeachment. And I have no doubt if they wanted to bring some charges against him, they'd have to hold a grand jury trial, petite jury trial,
exactly.
Something.
Exactly.
And this is the perfect, ideal situation for a writ of prohibition against the governor of that state. He had no authority to do that. He actually moved against the people when he did that because the sheriff apparently was appointed. Not appointed, but elected.
Elected.
Correct?
Correct.
Yeah, he
elected.
Was elected. This is where the people need to get together, and because of a public interest over this situation, need to do a writ of prohibition against that governor immediately.
Now, explain to the sheriff here, Ron, something, by the way, that you have never lost in court. You have won every one of your writs of prohibition. And what exactly is a writ of prohibition? What are you commanding that be done?
Well, let's take the governor for example. He's in an office with enumerated powers. They're limited powers. They're not unlimited, and inclusive of he does not have the authority to remove any elected official from office. That has to be. And I forget what the actual procedure was, but it's similar to impeachment for that office.
Well, there's also a recall in some states.
Or a recall, correct? Yeah, but that's by the people, not by the governor.
Correct.
When the governor moves outside the scopes of his duties, he's moving as a civilian, no longer as a governor, because the office of the governor can commit no crimes. However, the man can when he moves outside the authority of his office. And since he does not have that authority, he's moving as a citizen. And that's where he needs to be attacked and brought into court to answer and to prohibit him from moving in that direction. Take that power away from him that wasn't his in the first place, and you can bring charges against the governor.
Well, Richard, I don't know how you want to move on this one, but when you mention attorney, these are the guys that cannot see or hear the Constitution. They're going into an admiralty or a court. Ron, this is your bailiwick. You tell me.
I'm familiar with that, and he does. The sheriff really is mostly mainstream. He's not familiar with some of these other things that Ron is talking about. Right. You know, he's not. He hasn't been on Republic Broadcast Network before, or Liberty Roundtable, or the American Free Press, and all this stuff. He's just brand new in his office. But he is a sincere man, and he took his oath of office seriously, and he's just trying to do his job. And he wasn't a member of CSPOA or Oath Keepers before, but he is now, obviously. And he was just a good man trying to do his job. So of course, he grabbed a lawyer and said, "Hey, defend me on this." And the lawyer said, "Hey, this should be pretty easy." And I still think this is an easy one, even for a mainstream lawyer, who I have very little confidence in, just like you, John.
Yeah.
But I think this lawyer is pretty good. I've talked to him before. I would love to see some of these other motions go in that Ron has been talking about.
Sure, because this,
I'd love to see it.
Yeah, this is the maddening part about this, that the citizens can do initiatives. The citizens, if they know the law, and see, somebody like Ron McDonald here, that's been a legal researcher for, I don't know, 35 years, Ron?
Yeah, 35 years.
You know, I mean, you have actually made judges send their wives over to beg to get their noose out of the neck that you put their noose, the neck in the noose.
Absolutely.
Well, and I do want to focus on one thing, and I know we don't have very much time, but I want to focus on one thing, and that is getting some of these motions. Love to have them later on, but right now I want to get the people behind this good sheriff.
I understand.
Yeah,
I understand.
He has no money right now. I know it was illegal what the governor did. I know what they did to him was political posturing. I know somebody in the state, and Sheriff Finch has actually told me his name, that are trying to get him removed. And I will tell you this. It's obvious that they're trying to get him removed because the state has already offered Sheriff Finch a plea bargain. And guess what? Guess what the plea bargain was? If he'll remove himself from office and remove his appeals and just walk away from his job, they'll dismiss all criminal charges against him.
Oh, really?
There's a shocker.
What a deal.
Yeah.
Let me see. I'm trying to do my job. You rip me out of office, and then you're going to make me a deal that just go away, no compensatory, nothing here, and we'll just, with the charges we shouldn't have levied against you, we'll disappear.
Correct.
Well, how about this, Governor Scott of Florida? How about we start levying charges against you?
And I would love to see that. And I think even mainstream political correctness is going to allow this sheriff to sue the governor. I'm going to talk about that very subject with Sheriff Finch this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no question that the governor, and Ron is absolutely correct, the governor exceeded his authority in doing this. You cannot remove a sheriff or public official that's been elected by for and of the people, unless they have a felony conviction.
Right.
And this should have gone before a grand jury. It has not. The governor opened a hornet's nest with this when he did this. And I think the governor is already trying to move to do damage control and kind of backpedal on this. But in the meantime, Sheriff Finch needs our help.
I understand. Well, and we'll certainly put out the plea to do that. I was talking to Ron McDonald. Peter Neese used to do a program with me on Wednesdays on constitutional issues and finding ways that individuals can get their necks out of the noose that they're trying to put around them and hang them with. But I said, you know, that's just an individual. That doesn't stop the mechanism that's putting the noose around your neck. And that's what has to be done. Let's take this break. Get this out of the way. I have a few callers for the good sheriff here and Ron McDonald. We'll be right back.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
All right, we are back. Sheriff Richard Mack with me. Don't forget the website, ladies and gentlemen. Put it in your favorites. CSPOA.org.
John, we've got some. I've got some about 10 donations that have come in since we've been on the air. So I'd like to maybe read some of these names.
Go, please. Go right ahead.
Okay, we have Frank Catone who just donated. We have Marcia Denham, Mike Coy, Kathleen Kathleen Embleton, thank you so much, and Neil Jaeger, Neil Jaeger, Douglas Thompson. We want to thank all of you for your donations, and appreciate it very much. Again, it's not the amount. We want to show a lot of numbers. We're going to read a lot of these names this Saturday, people from all over the United States who are supporting a good constitutional sheriff. And why is this so important? Because if Sheriff Finch goes down, all the other sheriffs that are trying to learn about this and are thinking about jumping the fence and becoming a constitutional sheriff, if Sheriff Finch goes down, what do you think that's going to do to the constitutional sheriff movement across this country?
Well, and as Richard, I explained to you, it's the same thing with us doing radio, doing the type of radio that we do. Now, all of a sudden, the mainstream talking heads, it is so stinky bad that they're now resorting to calling this a constitutional republic and things are out of control. I actually heard, believe this or not, Sean Hannity today say, you know what, I think it's a good idea we get out of the Middle East. Really? Because we didn't have a good one for being there. And he
says,
well, you know, it may or may not have to do with the oil. You know, whatever. You know, we've got moneymakers out there doing foreign policy. That who is running things, the empire today. And this has to be brought down to a sane level, small, limited government that actually follows the mandates of the federal constitution. And oh, by the way, just in case they don't, we have that little thing called the state constitution. They're asking me to repeat the donation information again, so please, Richard, let it rip again, please.
Okay, if you want to do it online, I know there's a lot of you who don't want to do credit cards, but if you can do a credit card, just go to CSPOA, that's Charlie Sierra Papa Oscar Adam, CSPOA, Constitutional Sheriffs Peace Officers Association, CSPOA.org, and make a donation there, and you can flag it to Sheriff Christopher, which one of the donations that I just read did. The others flagged it to Sheriff Finch, and that's great. And I'll be taking this money with me to the event this Saturday.
Yeah.
If you can mail anything in, anything at all, a silver coin, a gold coin, a dollar bill, a quarter, $10, whatever, a money order, personal check, send that to and make the check out to or whatever. It goes to CSPOA. But that's just care of. But make it to Sheriff Nick Finch. If you're writing out a check or money order, make it to Sheriff Nick Finch. N-I-C-K, last name, F-I-N-C-H. The address is CSPOA, P.O. Box 567. Now, that's a pretty simple number to remember, 567. And then the town is Higley, H-I-G-L-E-Y, Higley, Arizona. 85236. 85236. So it's P.O. Box 567, Higley, Arizona, 85236. And right, for the people who just donated, thank you so much. Clayton Ross just donated, and we want to thank you, Clayton, very much.
All right. Go ahead, Rob.
I just want to say one thing. You know, the primary duty in the executive branch, such as the sheriff, is to see that justice is done. Now, if this sheriff is guilty of not pursuing justice in this matter, then he needs to go down. But I don't think there's one argument that would stand against this man and what he had done.
No, he's doing just the opposite. In fact, how many sheriffs have been doing this sort of thing? They're afraid to do this, and they haven't been defending innocent citizens who have been arrested for trumped-up gun charges. I mean, this could have been, just for the mere possession of a gun, a third-degree felony that this man could have gone to prison for.
Yeah,
Sheriff
destroyed
Finn
his life.
Stopped the whole thing. He nullified it.
Yeah,
that's justice, isn't it?
That's exactly right. And it's a sheriff managing his own office and doing exactly what he promised to do when he took his job.
You know, years ago, Richard, you and I met each other about 15 years ago.
Yeah.
Do you remember the first meeting?
It was at some preparedness show, I think.
It certainly was, and I angered you because you were working undercover when there was a series of pictures that were taken, and I kind of snickered, and you kind of took exception to that. You remember that? Yeah. And you were doing some undercover work, and you were in your undercover garb, and I didn't mean it to be impolite, but I just thought of it a little bit funny because you're a striking man. You're what, 6'3", 6'4", something like that?
Yeah, I'm 6'3", okay, and weigh about 225.
Yeah, you're not a small man, and you're a good-looking man. You're a handsome man. But well, when I saw those pictures and the versus you standing there, it just caught my my giggle spot. And I don't know if I ever apologized to you about that on air, but I just did.
Yeah, that's all right. Yeah.
Okay. But 15 years ago, a lot of water over the dam, I'd say. Dick in Idaho. Hello, Dick.
Hi.
Go ahead.
I appreciate you interviewing Sheriff Mack. I've watched him over the years in his efforts to get the sheriffs to support the Constitution. And earlier in the show, you were saying, you know, where were all these people when we were having blah, blah, blah? And I think Marcin put it best when he said, you know, in the beginning of the schools, the patriot is scarce, brave, hated, and scorned. When his cause succeeds, however, the timid join him, and then it costs nothing to be a patriot.
Yeah. And that's what I'm seeing now. Dick, I'm going to leave you go because your connection, quite frankly, is one of the most horrible I've heard in a long time. But thank you so much for the call. Yeah, I mean, Richard, I've been in here banging this thing for 20 years. When we first came out, we were called wingnuts. We were called any name in a book.
Yeah.
One of the biggest ones was, oh, the conspiracy theorist would never, ever, taking in public venue, taking the argument, vetting it, looking at it, discussing it, and deciding whether it was crazy or not crazy. We had just been lumped and pigeonholed with this, oh, these are just the conspiracy theorists. And the only thing that we have ever done is put forth the Constitution. The only thing that we have ever done is put forth the law. That's the only thing we've ever done. And we were called wing nuts for doing it.
Yeah, if you want to be a nut or a bigot or right-wing radical, extremist, controversial, all you have to do is quote the Constitution or the Founding Fathers.
Unless you're Glenn Beck, of course, and then and then it's okay.
Then you make a lot of money.
There you go. John in Toledo. Hello, John.
Good afternoon. This is Seth. How are you doing this afternoon?
I am doing well. I don't know what's going on with the phones. We're in the 21st century. And things are getting progressively worse in communications. But
hold on, just 1 second, sir. Hold on.
Okay, we're going to switch gears or phones, maybe. Oh, please, let it be a hard line. Oh. John, are you there? It cut off. Okay. Yeah, that's how good the communications are.
Well, I've got to get to, John. But again, I want to thank all of your listeners. And remember, there's something that everybody can do. If you can send in a quarter, do that.
Mm-hmm.
If you can send in a dollar, send in one of your silver coins.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be the best thing that you could ever do one of your silver coins.
And what is a direct email for you?
SheriffMack@Hotmail.com.
SheriffMack@Hotmail.com. That's pretty simple.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Well, Richard, good luck down there in Florida this weekend.
Thanks.
And as Richard said, this is about numbers, too, making a showing.
Yep. Yep.
A buck, $5, $10, $20.
Anybody in that area, anybody in Georgia and Florida and Alabama, we expect you to be there. So be
all
there.
Right. All right, be there. Or be square, as we used to say.
That's right.
Thank you, Richard.
Thanks. See
all
you
right.
later.
Okay. We'll be back.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's Theravim.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tatler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Oh, it feels so good to be an activist nowadays, doesn't it? When things seem to be so screwed up. I'm going to ask the listeners, since you were responding so nicely to Richard Mack, do me a favor, because I had talked about this before, and I think that this network can do the sheriff a lot of good. We can get a lot of activists out there that are used to dealing with stuff like this and know what to do, at least know the reasons why they're doing it. Kind of like the Ron Paulites out there when they were trying to get the guy elected to be president. He changed a lot of hearts and a lot of minds. It was an educational thing. People that were going to vote for Hillary Clinton, for God's sakes, said, well, I'm not voting for Clinton. I'm going to vote for this guy. Why? Well, because he's told us about the Constitution, something these people never, ever talk about. Imagine the last election, folks, who was in that little race. At any rate, I'm going to ask you guys, because I came up with a good plan here. Larry Pratt from Gun Owners of America does a show. When does he do that? It's on Saturday? Saturday, what time? 5 to 7? No, it's not 2 hours, it's only a 1 hour. But at any rate, because of his schedule, you know, he's got to travel around a lot. Friday after the show, I had Richie's cell phone number, so I called it. Well, he answers the phone. And he's in the Salt Lake City airport that I just drove through a couple of days ago. And I said, well, Richie, I said, I wanted to get you on the network for 5 days a week, an hour a day, because I know we can use the activists out there to go and do what needs to be done for the county sheriff so we can get on with this freedom and liberty. Because, folks, honestly, the only thing stopping this federal government right now from running over all of us is what? The county sheriff or you individually, and you may be armed and you may not like what they're going to do to you. There are reasons why they just haven't pulled the plug and said, ah, the hell with it. You're going to give us all your guns. You're going to give us all your money. Yeah. Throw you in debtor's prison. Who knows what these people are going to come up with next? So my idea, when I called him, I said, but look, this is what we've been doing for Larry Pratt for Gun Owners of America on that Saturday show. I said, we pre-record it. And he said, you know, he says, I'll ask Larry about that. He's seated right next to me. They were flying out. They were on the same flight going to an event. What I want to do on this network, ladies and gentlemen, is build a coalition of people that are not afraid to speak up and speak out, for the people to find them, be able to support them, tell other people about them so we can educate them. These, oh, God, Ron, I'm about ready to bust here. What I've seen these lamestream media talk show hosts just turn around and do. When they were against everything that we have talked about for years. How in the hell can you be against the Constitution? But when we said it, when we talked about the global government, when we said it, we were just conspiracy theorists. When the people that are doing it, oh, well, you know, we'll present this information and make it sound like it's normal and useful. And by the way, there goes your country, there goes your Bill of Rights, there goes your Constitution, there goes your money, there goes everything out the window. Just as they've been doing for a number of years. But when we did it, we were nuts. When they did it, it was legitimate. Remember, folks? So what we're doing is amassing a group of people that understand what country they live in, where their oaths of allegiance belong to the people. And by the way, you got to say this whole thing. I swear and defend the Constitution. Yeah, not to democracy for which it stands. The legislative crap. And by the way, we used to be under a common law principle. Remember that one? That's been replaced by administrative law. That's been replaced by judges that, well, they do any damn thing they want to. Through policy, through statute, through whatever. So whatever the corporation wants, the corporation gets. These lamestream talk show hosts are a little bit late on the scene. But if they say a silver cloud has its linings, maybe by them out there mouthing the words, now the Constitutional Republic, maybe people will start to remember that we were there first. True Americans were there first. Not these people getting these big paychecks. Now they're going, well, gosh, you know, we're still getting paid, but maybe we might lose that check. Maybe we may lose our country. Oops. Maybe it's time that we start talking. Maybe. I don't know, Ron. Maybe.
Well, you know, if I'm reading you right, maybe we're not loony after all. Huh?
No, maybe we have been right all along. Maybe Ron Paul, I don't believe the man really wanted the presidency. What he wanted to do was do the wake-up call that he did, and he did an exemplary job. I still think the man firmly believed that if he got in the Oval Office, how many other presidents went bye-bye by going against the bankers?
Oh, yeah. He would. That was my prediction, too. He would not have lasted the first couple of months in office.
It would have went bye-bye. Yeah. And I think Rand Paul pretty much has that message. But here again, you know, I'm a man of conscience. If I go into an office saying that I'm going to swear to this and I'm going to carry it out, no matter how inconvenient or uncomfortable it may get, well, if I'm not ready to perform the duty of office under the terms of the office, well, then I better not seek the office, should I? Stay the hell out of it, because politics anymore is turned into how many different ways can I ignore the Constitution of the United States of America? And what dollars out there can buy my interest or buy my votes? How much can I obfuscate freedom and liberty and just sell it out from under the American people. Holy crap. I mean, I feel like I'm in the foreign country of Crapistan, that I'm some kind of beggar on the street. I'm a stranger in my own country. Thank you for that, by the way. I just stole that from Sean Hannity. That's the most intelligent thing he said in 6 months on the air. Crapistan. Let me go to Greg in California. Hello, Greg. Greg, you there? Take it off mute, Greg. You got it on mute, bud. Going once for Greg. Going twice for Greg, mute. Going three times, gone. Okay. Clear my board here. Ron, we're in a fight. I don't know if we've got enough time to do this. How many people, by the way, this writ, what's the game plan with this? Are you going to allow people to see the writ before they move ahead with it?
Oh, absolutely. And in fact, you know, a couple of your listeners wrote in to get a copy of it. I'm only doing an introduction into it so they fully understand before they read it what the goals are. And then they'll go out to them. Everyone's invited to share it, to read it, to understand it.
But don't try to change it. Why are you so adamant about not changing it?
Because all it takes is for one individual to go into court with this and have done his own thing on it. And then it becomes, the court makes a determination on it. And then when the next guy comes in with the same paperwork, let's say, they say that's already been asked and answered. That's already been determined.
So the legal precedent had already been set. They can refer to that and go, oh, well, this court and this judge on this date saw this and he said no, so I'm going to say no to, and that's all there is to it.
Right, right. And it's important that we gather as much momentum as possible with people joining in on an amicus curiae. And what that is you're allowed to go into any suit, providing you have a interest in that suit, such as a right being lost. And there's not one American that doesn't have a right being lost in this one.
All right. John in Tootley-Doo. Hello, John.
Hey, sorry about that earlier. And I'm taking notes on that. I had a case brief. Kind of along the same topic, but slightly different. When you just expounded your disgust, John Statenhill, you were sounding just like me, or you're a couple years older than me, so I was sounding just like you, and attaboy. I live that every day. Today, I signed a job with a big, I would say, international company. Well, it says right there, international. And I received a check. And I went to cash this check. And the check cashing place that I use, because I don't use banks, said that they could no longer help me. I said.
And wait a minute.
Okay.
Yeah, wait a minute. Don't these people charge a percentage for cashing your check?
Oh, it gets better.
But hold on. But let me set this one up, John. You didn't tell them that they weren't entitled to their percentage for cashing your check. You didn't do anything to the people in that building. You didn't cause any trouble. You never tried to pass a bad check in there. What exactly did they tell you?
Oh, well, actually, he says by state law he has to charge me that amount, and he cannot charge me anything less because some of my checks are over $1,000 or more. So the gist of it was is he is Muslim, and she said something on the phone today that they changed a law, and he had to go to a different bank, and now every time he goes to cash a check or do something like that.
Hold on 1 second. Hold on. We'll be right back.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your Pure Effect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
The free and independent states of America were born July 4, 1776. The 56 delegates signed the Declaration of Independence. Congress ordered it engrossed, sent to the several assemblies, conventions, committees, councils of safety, and several commanding officers of the Continental Army. After the war, several nations traded with the free United States of America. Any agency, officer, or employee acting as if the declaration were void or obsolete is without the right and the consent. They place themselves as an equal to the Creator and are warring with Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution and with the people. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today. Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
John Stettmiller here. Gives me great pleasure to welcome our new sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They are a veteran-owned, Christian-based preparedness company. I know the owner, and I can tell you they share the same ideals and values that we do. From quality long-term food to self-defense and camping supplies, they have what you need to prepare. Great wholesale pricing, quality products, the best customer service. You just can't go wrong. One example, they have a one-year food package that includes a GMO-free vegetables and fruit, plus real meat like roast beef and chicken breast. Over 2,000 calories a day for $19.95. Not your run-of-the-mill carb bucket like a lot of them out there. From stun guns, batons, tents, gas masks, chemical suits, the list goes on and on. One thing you'll learn over time is value is defined by quality plus price. You get that value with AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Tell them that John sent you and receive a free knife with your order today.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
John in Toledo, hang on a second. I was going someplace with what I was talking about, Richard Mack. Send him an email for me, sheriffmack@hotmail.com. That's an easy one to remember. Consideration for a radio program. I need to do at least 1 hour with this guy a week. And I want to do it like Larry Pratt's doing it. Sometimes Larry shows up to do a live show. That's when he's not out of town on the weekend. He is in great demand, as is Richard Mack. And I would be happy. He's got some deals he's working on right now. I guess he's coming out with a new book. He's got some people that are going to back him. But make it a proviso. Please make it a proviso to do a one-hour show with us. And then do me a favor, CC a copy of that to me at johnstatmiller@hotmail.com. So that's Sheriff Mack at hotmail.com and John Statmiller at hotmail.com. Don't know how to spell it? Which one? Sheriff, Mac, or Statmiller? johnstatmiller@hotmail.com. Send an email. I'm trying to explain to Richie, you don't know what the power of radio can do. Do you think we might be able to go out there and get 40 to 50 radio stations for Richard Mack? Do you think maybe that when he needs sheriffs to come up on it, real sheriffs in office to come up on the air and talk about law and the Constitution, that this would be a great thing. You, the listener, could go, hey, you know what? You need to listen to this guy. They're real sheriffs, and they're talking about the law and the Constitution and about your duties. Please, county sheriff in whatever state USA that you're in, follow the oath of office that you swore to take. And trust me, you'll find out that there's millions of people, hundreds and thousands of sheriffs out there. Well, maybe not thousands, maybe hundreds and hundreds of sheriffs that are willing to step up and do for the people what they said they were going to do. This is not a political appointment like a PD officer or a chief of police. This is duly elected. Quit playing the political game and do what you're required to do by law, and the people will back you. Let's stop screwing around here. The time is late. So do me a favor. Sheriff Richard Mack at Hotmail.com. CC me, John Statmiller, at Hotmail.com. Request that he does an hour on this show, and we'll prove what getting things done is all about. John in Toledo, sorry about that. Okay, so what's the new deal here with the check cashing place?
Actually, I have a side note on that line in which you were just talking about after this, if there's time. But, well, he is Muslim. And it is basically a carryout that cashes checks. As you know, I've been off the grid for, or staying under the radar for about 12 years now.
Right.
And so if it came in under Christian Brothers, I would take it over there and he would cash it.
Uh-huh.
And usually it was $1,000 or a few hundred bucks.
Uh-huh.
But this is about the first contract I've signed in a little over 2 months. So I was told whenever it's over $1,000 to call in advance so that they could have the money there for me.
Right.
And I called Friday, let them know about it. She said she'd pass the note along. I called this morning to verify that he got the message, and she wanted to know how much it was, and I told her, and she said she would call me back, and when she called me back, she said she couldn't do it. I called her back a little while later. I said, well, hey, they just happened to give me two $1,500 checks because the bookkeeper could do anything under $1,500 she can sign off without her boss.
Right.
I called them back. She says, I guess you don't get this, but she said, and quote, they changed the law. Don't you know that they changed the law? And because of his race and nationality, he had to change banks. And now, and it's not just you, it's a lot of our customers.
Wait. Stop. Who is changing what?
Okay. The check cashing place had a bank that they were using.
Right. Now, they know that he's a Muslim.
That's correct.
Okay. So he no longer has that bank he had before?
That's correct.
Okay. And why was he disincluded from that bank that he had before?
She said, and that's why none of the things I'm calling in, because I don't know about any law being changed, or if there was, maybe now the state of Ohio.
I'm still trying to find out what the hell happened, John, let alone what law took place.
Well, evidently, and, you know, I'm trying to get this from her, she said that something about, because of his nationality, that they are under more scrutiny.
Oh, really?
Something along those lines, and that's why I was calling you, because I'm dumbfounded. And or if it's something that I'm overlooking that had passed, you know, within 6 months, you know how backwards Ohio can be at times, they just took their sweet time to implement it. So I'm at a loss as well, but he was forced to change banks, and they are no longer cashing either certain checks or any checks. That part I am not sure of. So,
God, yeah. Has it occurred to anybody that we may not have any blowback from the Muslims out there if we weren't over in the Middle East killing all their damn people? Has it occurred to anybody? Jeez, old Pete. All right, John, I've got another one holding here. Hey, did you have another comment you wanted to make?
One real quick.
Yeah.
Ever since I changed my affiliation to libertarian, I've been having this problem. But earlier this year, I had the police show up at my house to take my truck. It was in my ex's name, and I was making payments to her.
Mm-hmm.
I tried getting a hold of the sheriff. After hours, it goes through 911.
Yes.
And I tried getting a sheriff over here when I had two police officers threatening to take my truck.
Yeah.
Our truck by force.
Yeah.
And would not let me get a hold of the sheriff so he could come out and say, where's your writ of replevin?
That happened to me over 15 years ago in Battle Creek, Michigan. I had a shortwave radio stolen out of my Camaro. It was after 5 on a Friday. I made the call. I got the Battle Creek police, and they said, well, look, if you want anything done about this, you'll have to talk to us. The county sheriff closes down at 5 p.m., and he doesn't reopen until 8:30 on Monday morning. Yeah, thank you very much.
And the state of Ohio stated to me on the phone that they do not care about what Black's Law, Fourth Edition says about driving.
Well, I'm sure that they don't. That's their revenue, and they're not going to leave go of it. Thank you, John, for your call. Appreciate it very much. Greg in California, I was right. You were on mute, but you didn't tell me you were going to the door.
Sorry, John.
That's all right.
Afternoon to both of you. Hi, Ron. I just had a quick question about CSPOA. As we disabled vets get richer and richer, can we still donate after this seminar or conference for months and months into next year if we so decide? Is that address still going to be good to help Sheriff Finch?
I would imagine, but I'm sure that you could query because you heard him. Richard was reading the emails as they were coming into him. So I'm sure.
I'd have to do just send him an email and ask if it's okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's all I need. Thanks, John.
Okay. You're welcome, Greg.
Yes, sir.
Oh, gosh. So we need a few good bodies out there. Do you have any good county sheriffs in your state? See, this is why I wanted to get Richard Mack involved in this as well. And I guess that he's going to have a very busy couple of days here, then he's going to be gone for the weekend. But I'll tell you what, folks, unless we got somebody out there like Richie Mack, we need him on the air. We need it as a power base so people can go and point and say, okay, you need the information, here's where you can get it. You need to talk to the guy, here's where you can find it.
You know, he brought a very valid point. If they lose this, the powers of the sheriffs will go down to a degree.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
we don't want that happening.
No, we do not. And, you know, it quietly, it's not tsunami-like, Ron, but it has quiet ripples. The law enforcement or the cops out there, they talk to each other. This is why I've never been a fan of getting in their face, insulting them. A lot of people do. And in a lot of cases, rightfully so. But normal course of we're trying to wake up everybody in this country, be respectful, be low-keyed, be kind, but be diligent. I wanted to tell Richie why I had him on the air about that corporal that I told you about that I talked to down in L.A. County. He was a good man. He listened. He took the things that I was saying seriously because guess what? He was hearing some of the same things from different quarters. But they never connected the dots for him. I did. Ron McDonald, look, if you're not busy, maybe we can do this again this week because this is important. I want people on the air committing to us that they have a recorder that will take the paperwork and process it, that they have a county sheriff that will take their office and duty to heart. And now I can see, Ron, why it's important to bail Mr. Finch out that's trying to do the right thing. Because what would they do with this writ? What would they do to that man?
Yes.
I can see it coming. Rob McDonald, thank you, my friend.
My pleasure.
All righty. Thanks, folks. Tomorrow, be here. I almost said aloha.
Freedom ain't